championship shit. How you doing? How's your mother? Welcome to the champ smokes face blunts. I am the champ. I smoke face blunts. We here, episode 13, lucky fucking 13. With Orbally Cub here, I go over Raw, then I go over SmackDown, and I only go over the parts that matter. I come here, I tell you people what's the best shit from Raw, what's the best shit from SmackDown, what's the worst shit. Mainly just the things that are worth talking about. But this week, everything fucking sucks. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I watched Raw, I watched fucking SmackDown, and I was like, all right, what can I fucking tell the people about what's good? Literally fucking nothing. Raw sucks. SmackDown sucks. Everything WWE related absolutely fucking blows right now. Like, I don't even know where to fucking start, to be honest with you. Probably just start with the fucking facts, the cold, hard fucking details. And that is that Raw broke records this week. Not fucking good records. They broke records for fucking lows. They had the all-time lowest viewers of Raw outside of the NFL season. They expect during the NFL season, Monday Night Football, it's going to take down the viewers a bit. There's no fucking excuses now. This is when wrestling is supposed to be rocking and fucking rolling. There is literally... I gotta get rid of this fucking blunt. This is fucking garbage. I'm trashing this blunt not for one thing. I'm trashing this blunt because WWE sucks as a fucking whole. Record timing. Trash the fucking blunt. It's out. You peasants are fucking mad because you can't afford a blunt. I'm trashing blunts. Where's my lighter? I need another fucking blunt. So, record fucking lows. Outside of the NFL season, Raw hit an all-time record low. I don't know the exact numbers. It was like, it dropped to under 2 million at one point during the show. I think the average was like 2.19 or some shit. I don't know. I'm not a fucking statistician. Do I look like fucking Scott Steiner to you? I'm not here to give you fucking percentages. But what I do know is that the numbers that WWE was at this week during Raw is like... it was fucking numbers for Impact Wrestling. So you could say that WWE right now is about as successful as fucking Impact Wrestling. They reported a loss for earnings in the first quarter of fucking 2019. And no one is fucking watching. You know what? I'm going to give you people a fucking bong rip. This bong rip is for everybody who didn't watch wrestling this week, because you are doing the real service by letting them know that it's fucking garbage. And the only way to let them know that it's fucking garbage is to not fucking watch it. So cheers to all you who don't fucking watch. You're doing the Lord's work, really, if I do say so myself. It's fucking garbage. And you know, it gets me fucking thinking a little bit too. I haven't even seen any of you fucking nerds point this out online. Normally, everybody's all over everything, hitting it from every fucking angle. But what I haven't heard any of you fucking nerds say, which I'm gonna say, because I'm the fucking all-seeing champ, like I have the fucking vision stone, is that the fucking WWE deal with Fox starts in October. I don't know if any of you guys have ever fucking quit a job before or had a feeling that you're gonna get fired, but I never just go out like a fucking bitch. If I've ever known that I'm gonna leave a place or I'm gonna fucking quit or I'm gonna get fired, I normally try to steal as much shit as I can before I quit or get fired. Really anything you can find from around the store, around the office, wherever you are. Just fuck, because you know they're not going to be paying you. So take whatever the fuck you can. You take that and you slack off on the job. Like, you know what I mean? If you're leaving, you're not going to fucking give it your all. Unless it's like a commission-based job, which obviously it fucking isn't. So WWE knows that come October, they're going to be on Fox. Fox is paying fucking billions. They're going to need to give them a fucking great product worth billions. They're leaving the USA Network. Why would they give USA Network their A content when they know they need to make a splash come October on Fox, or else they're really fucked? So just viewing at it from an outside angle, from a championship angle, I would say that that's probably why. Which, if they're clear, they didn't even give us anything. This, like, there's no reason to watch Raw. There was no reason to watch Raw or SmackDown. There's honestly the two fucking reasons why I would be intrigued to watch. See, it's fucking right after WrestleFuckingMania. This is when shit is supposed to be fucking popping. There's supposed to be new wrestlers, new storylines, new fucking everything. I stopped watching wrestling for the longest fucking time. And when I got back into wrestling, it was because I watched fucking WrestleMania. And then I was like, you know, everyone watches fucking WrestleMania. It's like the Super Bowl. Check it out. And I was like, you know what? That was a good show. Let me check out Raw the next night. What the fuck's going on? I turn it on. Fucking Enzo Amore comes out. I'd never seen him. Like, who the fuck's this guy? This is hilarious. This is great. I keep watching. It's fresh shit. It's new shit. AEW's been preaching they don't want a bunch of washed up WWE talent. They want fresh shit. They want new shit. WWE has nothing fresh or nothing new right now, which is after WrestleMania. This is the fucking time for it. There's no football. This is all you. This is after the biggest show. You have all the fucking eyes on you. Shit's supposed to be growing. Shit's supposed to be popping off. And instead, it's fucking declining. And nobody's fucking watching. And nobody's excited. Nobody's buying t-shirts. The live event sales are down. The merchandise sales are down. Nobody gives a fuck about it. And it's because they're putting out a fucking shit product. This is when it's supposed to be fresh. It's spring. Flowers are supposed to be fucking blooming, motherfuckers. And they don't have anything. They got Lacey Evans, which is pretty fucking entertaining. That, but this bitch alone is not gonna keep me watching Raw. I'm not gonna turn on Raw every week just to see what fucking Lacey Evans is gonna do. It's cool and fresh. But then the other thing, obviously, that is new and fresh is the whole fucking Bray Wyatt thing. I actually enjoyed the fucking Bray Wyatt bit this week. Last week, all you fucking idiots wanted to shit on it. We're like, what the fuck is this? I told you cocksuckers to fucking wait. And this week, I think it fucking delivered. They didn't go all out. They still just got the fucking toe in the fucking water. I'm knocking shit over with my toe. It's in the water. I actually just knocked over a bottle of water. My toe really is. It dipped in the fucking water. But they got fucking Bray this week. I like, because I like some fucking callback shit. That makes everything good. All these fucking shows, movies, everything. When they do a callback to shit from like an earlier season or something for the real fan, call it fan service, if you will. That's what people fucking like. And they actually gave it to us with the fucking Bray Wyatt segment, which I like. They had, he was drawing a picture, and then they show the fucking picture, and it's the house that Randy Orton burned down during that fucking storyline years ago, and it had a kid in the fucking window, and it was fucking creepy, and it was cool. I didn't expect WWE to go this, like, kind of twisted. And then, like, a lot of people were saying this was like a Pee Wee Herman gimmick, Blue's Clues gimmick. Just like fucking Pee Wee Herman, he had word of the day, but the word of the day was sociopath. And he was talking about being a fucking sociopath in the fucking puppet Witch Abigail, Witch Abby, I think he calls her, which is Sister Abigail. Get it? If you're not a fucking dumbass, it's pretty fucking obvious. And it was fucking cool, man. I liked the whole callback to the fucking earlier shit. And I like this whole twisted little fucking thing. Let's see where they go with it. Earlier, he had got criticized before for his laugh, how it like kind of makes shit not creepy. And I think he got rid of the laugh a little bit, at least at the end. And I don't know about you, but that fucking song was stuck in my head all fucking week. We're very happy that you're our friend. And this is a friendship that'll never ever end. That shit's been stuck in my head all week, and it's fucking creepy. So I gotta give it to fucking WWE. They actually didn't fuck up Bray Wyatt, and it's fresh, and it's new, and it's working. But why isn't there more freshness? He's not a new fucking wrestler. Then they got fucking panic attack Lars running around like this fucking big fuck is supposed to scare me. I understand there's fucking kayfabe and fucking wrestling real life, but at this point in day and age in the fucking Twitter era, we all know all the fucking stories. And I don't know about you, but I'm just not going to be scared of a guy that I know has fucking panic attacks. Because I'm not nervous as shit, because I'm the fucking champ. I come out here, perform on TV, week in, week out, championship belt, real leather, real gold, got the fucking blunt, got everything. I'm the motherfucking champ. And I couldn't imagine getting in front of a fucking camera or a microphone or knowing that you have to go perform, which is what you fucking love to do, and just being a fucking bitch about it. And I don't know, man, if this dude, if we know he has fucking panic attacks, you somehow need to put that into the story. I think they should turn Lars Sullivan into the fucking Hulk. You know how they had that whole storyline in the fucking Avengers, how he's like scared to fucking turn into the Hulk and he was just being a regular guy? They should have done some shit like that with Lars. Have him be fucking Professor Lars and have panic attacks. He's pretty fucking good at it, obviously. It wouldn't be too far of a stretch. Have him come out there, be scared, and then eventually beat the fuck out of people. But they have him fucking running around now. I like how they had him be the reason why the Hardys had to fucking relinquish their belts, even though it was because Jeff's like actually injured. I don't believe it was actually from Lars, but I don't know, man. WWE fucking sucks. That's your best shit that you have to put forward is Bray Wyatt, who was like your best shit fucking years ago. And Lacey Evans, you can't give me anything else fresh or fucking new. Like, there's really, that's not anyone new, really. Because, I mean, Lacey Evans is new to the fucking public, but she's not new to me. I watched the bitch on NXT, and I fucking have seen Bray before. So it's fresh and new, but it's not, like, that fucking fresh and new. Give me fucking something else, man. Give me fucking a new fucking wrestler that you fucking signed from somewhere or something I'm excited about, man. There's nothing I'm excited about in WWE, and there's no fucking reason to watch whatsoever. Shit's fucking whack. Like, what do you fucking have? There's no reason to, like, at the point that we're at now in WWE and how fucking bad it is, I'm not watching because I want to see what's going to happen in a good way. I'm watching because I want to see what's going to happen in a bad way. I'm watching to see, like, what are they going to ruin this week? What's the next fucking Viking experience? You know what I mean? Like, how do you explain wrestling, man? Like, wrestling is fucking, let's face it, at the end of the day, if you go into a group of people watching, like, a football game or a baseball game, and you say that you watch wrestling, you're probably gonna get shit on by, like, if there's 10 people, like, probably, like, 3 of them are gonna think you're gay. If you tell them, at least 3 of them are gonna think you're gay. And if they turn on wrestling on that fucking TV, you would hope to the wrestling gods that it's something on there that is gonna make you look not gay. Like, they're gonna turn it on and there's actually gonna be some cool shit, like someone bleeding or some sexy girls going at it. But if you tell people that you watch wrestling and they're like, that's gay, let's fucking turn it on and see how gay you are. And then they turn it on and you see 2 fat Vikings beating up a pack of Mexicans. Like, there's not really much you can do to defend yourself. You're kind of just wide open there. They're not giving you much. Like, they're not making it easy to be a wrestling fan. I'll tell you that much. It's just, I don't really fucking appreciate it. Anybody not watching, you have the fucking right idea. Sami Zayn also, that's kind of fucking fresh and new. The whole Sami Zayn thing, he's going out there calling the audience entitled, making kids fucking cry. I enjoy it. That's fucking cool. But yeah, that's fucking that, man. I don't even know, man. I don't know what the fuck to tell you. This shit fucking sucks. I'm gonna go fucking, I need a fucking moment. We'll be right back. Check out some shit from around the network. Welcome back, you fucking nerds. All right, so WWE sucks. I'll talk about some fucking behind the scenes shit from WWE. Some shit that you nerds might not fucking know or might not fucking hear about. Because I know everything because I'm fucking in the know, if you will. The all-knowing motherfucking champ. So I don't know if it was last week or the week before or both weeks. But I've been shitting on AEW a lot on this show and online and pretty much everywhere. And honestly, I'm not going to stop shitting on AEW because they really just make it way too easy. Because every time they make a fucking announcement, it's about how they're going to have some fucking secret rooms for retards to feel safe or have fucking trannies there or this and that. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm not fucking judging. It's fine, but like, you got to give me some wrestling in between all the fucking politically correct announcements that you're fucking making. Like, give me something fucking exciting that I fucking care about. And I honestly have been thinking about this more. I was like, you know, I was like so excited for this shit a couple months ago, and it can't have gone like completely downhill to the level that I've been saying it has. It can't have gotten that bad that quick. Like, there has to be something there that we don't fucking know. And honestly, I've been kind of thinking that it's, what's the fucking saying? It's fucking calmest before the storm, it's the darkest before the dawn. Maybe that's the fucking case with AEW. There's still a lot of bullshit going on there that I'm not a fucking fan of. But I think there's more going on than we fucking know. Because how bad I just told you WWE is, that whole fucking last segment about how shitty WWE is fucking accompanied by the fact that AEW is fucking coming out soon. And WWE is definitely scrambling because they are very worried that this is actual fucking competition. The most boss shit ever would be if Vince McMahon just pulled the fucking swerve and just bought AEW before they fucking actually had a show on TV. I don't know if that's gonna happen, but I do know this, and that is that WWE is doing some fucking things behind the scenes that I would not expect WWE to do. First thing is that fucking today it's been making the fucking rounds on wrestling Twitter that they're interested in CM Punk coming back to fucking WWE, which I'm pretty sure he would never fucking do, but I'm pretty sure WWE would never want that either. And I would have to think that that's because they don't want him going to fucking AEW, obviously. Another one is apparently they just offered a contract to fucking Joey Ryan. I don't know if you nerds know who Joey Ryan is, but he's an indie wrestler. I was about to say Indian wrestler. He's not Indian. He's an indie wrestler. And his gimmick is that he's a fucking porn star. He pulls baby oil out of his pants, puts it all over himself. His finishing move, I believe, is called the dick flip. He has the opponent's hand is placed on his dick, and he fucking pumps it up and then fucking does one of these, and the power of his magical dick flips them and they fucking land on their back, and that's his finishing move. Now, I know WWE has been like having Alexa Bliss be a slut and stuff like that recently, but I would never picture them having a fucking porn star come on. Ooh, they had back in the day, they had fucking Val Venus and all that shit, but that was fucking Attitude Era. They would never do that shit nowadays. Why would WWE be throwing money at a guy with a fucking porn star gimmick? Again, obviously, he performed at the last fucking, not technically AEW, but pretty much the first AEW event. All in, he performed there. He's in fucking Being the Elite. He's in all that shit. WWE is fucking scrambling to get these folks. I have a feeling that AEW has some shit about to pop off. Obviously, I have to mention it. Buddy, my fucking good friend Dean Ambrose, his contract ran out. I don't know when you guys are fucking watching this, but right now it's fucking Wednesday. His contract ran out last night at midnight, pretty much immediately after this fucking Twitter account pops up of John Moxley, which is Dean Ambrose's indie fucking character, more of a fucking hardcore character. And so this fucking Twitter account pops up and they drop a video. Video production was fucking pretty good. I'm not going to say it was as good as Champ Smokes Face Blunts or anything here on this network, but it was all right for a fucking Dean Ambrose video, you know what I mean? And basically, he's in jail. The jail, I'm going to guess, is symbolic of WWE or fucking maybe it was an asylum. I don't know. It looked like a jail cell to me. People are saying it was an asylum. I don't think it was a fucking asylum. It was definitely a jail cell. And he's breaking out of the jail cell. I don't think Dean Ambrose could ever actually break out of a jail cell. I've seen him in person. He's kind of a bitch. But anyway, John Moxley, breaking out of this jail cell. And then he's fucking running out of the jail. There was a dog chasing him. I believe it was a Doberman Pinscher. It was a big dog, if you will. I don't know if it had cancer or if the cancer was fake or if the cancer was real, but there was a big dog chasing Dean Ambrose out of this prison. Then he starts to climb over the fucking fence at the fucking prison, and there's a fucking barbed wire at the top, and he's just trying to be a fucking badass. So he grabs the fucking barbed wire and is like, yeah, my hand's bleeding. I'm fucking Dean Ambrose. Look at me. And then he fucking runs away. But as he's running away, in the background on the wall, there's a fucking set of dice. And the dice says 2 and 5. I saw some fucking retard saying online that there's some fucking show in some fucking shitty European place. And it's on the 10th. And 2 times 5 is 10. That's just some fucking Illuminati conspiracy theory shit. Obviously, there's a 2 and there's a fucking 5. 25, May 25th in Las Vegas, Double or Nothing. I'm gonna fucking be there. Apparently, John Moxley's gonna fucking be there. I'm taking it as that. He's gonna be there. The saga of Dabin Aladdin versus Dean Ambrose continues. Why'd you do it, Dean? Why? Apparently now his name's fucking John. So it's gonna be, why'd you do it, John? Why, John? Why? It's gonna be in Vegas. He's not getting away from me. I'm gonna fucking be there. May 25th. Watch out. I honestly was not excited for this event at all because Undertaker and Kurt Angle aren't going to be there, and I was excited to fucking see the dead man. But fucking Big Mr. Moneybags, Big Vinny Mac fucking swooped in, found some contract loopholes, and now they aren't going to be there. Honestly, fucking if Tony Khan wants to flex his nuts and how much fucking money he has, I know that it's the unofficial, official convention of Double or Nothing, but it's part of the whole fucking weekend, whether you like it or not, this fucking StarCast convention. If I was Tony Khan, I would flex my fucking muscle and my billionaire money, and I would tell Undertaker and Kurt Angle, no, you're coming to this event. When WWE takes legal action, I'll fucking pay. Everyone's gonna have, they're not gonna fucking go to jail. They're gonna have to pay some fucking money. So have one billionaire pay the other billionaire, and that way I can meet the Undertaker, and it's fucking problem solved, and that's fucking that. So I don't really see why there's all this fucking trouble. Honestly, if you're gonna be a fucking billionaire, be a fucking billionaire. It's like you have a fucking Ferrari and you're driving it in the fucking first lane going 20 miles an hour. You get a Ferrari to drive it like it's a fucking Ferrari. If you're a billionaire, be a fucking billionaire and do billionaire shit and tell these people to break the fucking law. If you're a billionaire, why are you following the fucking law in the first place? It's fucking retarded. I don't know what these motherfuckers are doing. They should probably just have me go run their whole fucking shitty company in the first place, and I'll get rid of the rooms for retards and the fucking tranny wrestlers, and that way it will actually be like the fucking Attitude Era, and it'll just be a lot better of a fucking product. They don't know what they're fucking doing. Honestly, the more I think about it, I'm probably gonna be moderately happy or satisfied with the events from Double or Nothing. Like, I don't think they're going to put on shitty matches. Like, you got a lot of good wrestlers. But I think the atmosphere is going to be extremely fucking different. At All In, it was in Chicago, the fucking one of the best places to fucking watch wrestling in the world with the most fucking lit crowds. And it was just fucking crazy. No one is really like me, like the champ, but there were a lot of people there at the event that I could fucking talk to and were not fucking total fucking marks. and were, you know, somewhat on my, like, kind of, you know, similar to me. I met a lot of fucking people there that I fucking kept in contact with. But I have a feeling that at this event, it's just going to be a bunch of fucking losers and a bunch of marks and a bunch of padded rooms filled with autistic people hitting themselves in the fucking head. And I'm not really, I didn't pay money to go be around that, you know what I mean? I paid money to go be around fucking good shit, like I was at All In. And I don't think it's gonna be the fucking same thing, but we'll fucking see. I don't know, man. Wrestling fucking sucks. Everything fucking sucks. Back to fucking Jon Moxley for a sec. At first, I didn't think that he would be fucking going anywhere else. I thought he was just gonna fucking stay there. But now they're fucking after this video in the 25 on the thing. People were saying it's a good video, it has to be WWE, or it could be New Japan. It is kind of similar, like, to the videos that they did for Cody when he came to fucking New Japan. But I'm going All In, no pun intended, or pun intended, I don't know, go fuck yourself. He's going to AEW. They're all about empowering women and women's shit. I think Renee Young is going to be right behind him in whatever fucking position they want to fucking open up for her. And yeah, that's that. Fucking other news, WWE announced a fucking pay-per-view for June 23rd called Stomping Grounds. And they announced the main match for that is going to be Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton. So I guess it's time for Roman Reigns to bury Randy Orton. Look, I literally have no context for that match or anything, and it's like fucking 2 months away, but I can tell you right now that there's no way that Randy Orton is going to beat Mr. fucking Fake Cancer Roman Reigns. It just doesn't fucking happen. And yeah, fucking WWE definitely likes fucking announcing things. Fucking, all they fucking, they basically just announced all the matches for fucking Money in the Bank on fucking TV this week. There was no, like, if you win this match, you get to go there, this is that. It was just, like, throwing them up on the fucking screen because they all fucking leaked online. But no one gives a fuck anyway because I don't know if you guys have done the fucking math, but this fucking Money in the Bank pay-per-view that no one gives a fuck about in the first place is on the same night as the fucking series finale for arguably the greatest show of our, I mean, obviously below the Champ Smokes Face Blunts, but it's fucking, you know, in the top fucking regular fucking, you know, I don't know how you want to say, HBO shows, you know, those type of fucking bullshit. It's the top one in our generation, I think, fucking Game of Thrones. And the fucking series finale is on the same night as Money in the fucking Bank. It's definitely going to be a fucking empty arena, I would say, in fucking Connecticut. I don't really know how wrestling crowds are in fucking Connecticut in the first place. Pretty much everything in Connecticut sucks. I don't know. I've never heard anybody say anything good about Connecticut. It's pretty much just fucking highway, and it's a fucking garbage state. And they're going to do a pay-per-view there, and it's going to be on the same night as fucking Game of Thrones. There's talk. I'm not sure how fucking legit it is, but I've definitely seen whisperings that they're going to fucking postpone it because of Game of Thrones. That would honestly be kind of smart. I'm not watching this fucking pay-per-view. I'm not watching really. I mean, you know what? I kind of have to watch WWE because it's my fucking job. But I'm definitely not watching this pay-per-view on time. I'll tell you that much. I would much rather have all this stupid shit on this pay-per-view spoiled for me before I watch than I would Game of Thrones before I watch. Because WWE just fucking sucks. Raw sucks. SmackDown sucks. The fucking pay-per-view sucks. Everything sucks. They're worried because they think AEW is going to fucking bury them. Everybody wants to fucking leave. The fucking Revival turned down $500,000 contracts. Each of them. That makes them a fucking million-dollar tag team. I do not think that the Revival is a fucking million-dollar tag team. They're like fucking mid-carders. And all the fucking marks online just fucking talk them up. They're fucking glorified jobbers. They should have just, if they're turning down $500,000, how much money are they getting offered by fucking AEW to go over there? So WWE says, all right, you're turning down these fucking contracts that are way more than you're worth in the first place. Now we're just going to embarrass you on TV and have you fucking shaving each other's backs while the Usos laugh. It's whatever. At the end of the day, the Revival should be fucking laughing because they're obviously getting more than $500,000, I would think, if they're turning that down. That's a lot of fucking money. So also, reports from fucking Mr. Dave Meltzer is that wrestlers are talking about or trying to or thinking about attempting some shit about wrestlers trying to fail drug tests to get released from WWE. I will tell you this, wrestlers, if you want to fail a drug test in WWE, holla at the motherfucking champ. I will get you that fire and have you pissing hot in no time. You will be released from WWE within a week if you smoke what the champ is smoking on. Do it. Hit me up. All you fucking wrestlers, all you wrestler bitches, you want to get released from WWE, hit the fucking champ. Message me on fucking Instagram, on fucking Twitter, Dabbing Aladdin. Comment on this video if you want. I don't give a fuck. I will get you that fucking fire. You'll be fired from WWE and you'll be fucking happy. You can do whatever you want to do. And that's really my gift to you because I'm the fucking champ. And yeah, that's that. I'm going to fucking fire up my magic carpet and we will be back. Check out some shit from around the network, you fucking peasants.
When I found out, on the same day, well, I stripped the jewels, he kicked him in the face and that be real shit. 425 La Familia, Ricky was that money maker and Mikey was that killer. Tina was the alcoholic, druggy older sister. Parents divorced from birth, so the love was unfamiliar. Broken home, home alone, zoning, smoking bones. Coca sold over mobile phone, so we spoke in codes. Yeah, block hot, the spot sizzling. Run from cops, my lungs whistling. My phone acting up, the feds listening. Heartless in my palm, sweating. My pistol slipping, I'm gripping it. My lifestyle, my mom stressing. Crime syndicate, shit, I've been legit. Yeah, strictly nonfiction, I'm kicking the shit. Twisted cigar, missing the moon and I sit with the stars. Sit at the crib, lifted, listen to Nas. Kicking it raw, fuck the beat, dog shit.
Welcome back, and welcome to my magic carpet. Today on the magic carpet, honestly, I don't want to fucking talk about wrestling anymore. I fucking have talked about how shitty wrestling is for the last however fucking long. This fucking WWE does not even deserve to be mentioned on the magic carpet today. So I'm just going to talk about other shit. I'm going to talk about, you know, I'm going to talk about Game of Thrones, and I'm going to talk about Avengers. I think they're fucking, Avengers kind of fucking sucked, in my opinion. Honestly, the people that like Avengers are bigger fucking nerds than people that watch WWE. Because you watch WWE, everybody loves to fucking tell you wrestling's fake, and then they go watch the Avengers and they cry in the fucking movie theater like a little fucking girl, and they cry if they see a spoiler, and they take the shit so fucking seriously. Grow the fuck up. I never read comic books in the first place because I've always had a life and I'm not a fucking nerd. But people, I feel like the only way that you get like the full value out of these fucking movies is if you're such a huge nerd that you've watched all them and you've read all the comic books, and then you watch it and you hear a line, you're like, oh my god, they fucking said that same line in a comic book in fucking 1960. Who the fuck cares? As far as I can see, I turn on these movies and it's just a bunch of motherfuckers going after some fucking cube. Why the fuck am I supposed to care about this shit? Is anyone gonna win a belt or something? No, they're all just fighting over some fucking cube. They always fucking win. They fucking die. They fucking come back to life. No one fucking cares. You know what? If you haven't seen the movie, I'll tell you everything you need to know in like fucking 10 seconds. Ready? Tony Stark dies. Hulk loses a fucking arm. The new Captain America is black. Women are powerful. And fucking Captain America gets a lesbian haircut. Or not fucking Captain America, he's black. Captain Marvel. There you go. 10 seconds. Everything you fucking need to know, the whole fucking movie. It's garbage. It was honestly a waste of fucking money. I went, I saw, I feel like everybody did fucking go and see it. It broke all these fucking records and shit. For what? It's not even a fucking good movie. It's like 3 hours long. You have fucking 2 hours of fucking them all being sad. Oh, my family's dead. Blah, 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 blah. And then you have like less than an hour of fucking some action and shit. And not even really. There was definitely less than a fucking hour in action. The best part of the movie is these fucking portals open and everybody starts jizzing their fucking pants. Like, oh my God, look, they're all coming out of fucking portals. What the fuck do you think was gonna happen? It's a fucking superhero movie. They all died in the last one. You think they're gonna have another one so they can be fucking dead still? No, they're obviously fucking coming back. So why are you so fucking surprised when you come here and they all fucking come out of portals in outer space? I know they say wrestling is fucking fake, but you watch it and there's actually shit happening in front of you. Like, you can't deny they're doing fucking flips and shit and there's blood and they're getting fucking slammed. There's a bunch of fucking portals in outer space and I'm supposed to fucking be excited like the fucking shit's real. It's not fucking real. It's a fucking talking raccoon in a fucking tree stump and you're all like, oh shit, this is so amazing. I can't fucking believe it. And you're all fucking crying because fucking Iron Man dies. Get the fuck out of here. No one gives a fucking shit. In like 5 years, it's gonna come back and it's gonna be his daughter and it's gonna be like, oh great, it's so great, it's the first fucking woman Iron Man, now we're gonna have a woman president, oh my fucking God. No one gives a fucking shit. If you care about that shit, you're a fucking bigger nerd than fucking any wrestling fan in the fucking history of wrestling fans. That shit is the fucking nerdiest shit ever. Game of Thrones is like almost as nerdy, because if you fucking type in Game of Thrones and YouTube, you're like, you're not gonna see like clips from the show or anything. You're gonna see a million fucking videos of these nerds being like, I think that this guy is actually the king, or he's actually the king, and then he was the king, but she was the fucking queen, and then they were actually brother and sister, but they fucked. It's like, dude, no one fucking cares. You've been building up this fucking Night King dude for like fucking 10 years, and then you bring him on the screen for like 5 minutes, and he gets killed by a little fucking girl with a fucking butter knife. It's like, come on, dude. That's the definition of getting fucking jobbed out. The revival should be happy compared to how they did the fucking Night King. And the biggest fucking thing with that episode is they fucking tease that he's gonna fight Jon Snow. Jon Snow's supposed to be like the biggest fucking warrior. He's all fucking amazing. And then the biggest action scene with him the whole episode is him fucking looking at the guy. And then the guy's like, what? And then the fucking dead bodies come back and he's so fucking surprised that he can't attack him. He already did the move before, like a couple fucking seasons ago. He fucking brings everyone back and they're like, oh my God, he does it again. Why are you fucking surprised? Run at him or throw a little fuck. You could literally throw a fucking arrowhead at this motherfucker, a fucking Valyrian dragon, whatever the fuck it is, and this motherfucker would shatter into a million pieces. And you see him and you just shit your fucking pants and sit there, and then some bitch on a dragon needs to come fucking save you and she can't even save you, and then she almost gets killed but she fucking doesn't, because we're not gonna kill anyone anymore because we killed enough people in the earlier fucking seasons. It's all fucking stupid. It's all fake. If you've ever said wrestling is fake, you have no reason, you have no excuse for getting excited over fucking Avengers in Game of Thrones. It's all the fucking same thing. It's all fucking scripted. At least in WWE, they do their own fucking stunts. And this shit, they bring in other people who look like them to do their stunts because they're fucking pussies. At least WWE wrestlers do their own shit and break their fucking necks and sometimes fall from the ceiling and die in the middle of the ring. No one ever actually fucking dies in Game of Thrones. People actually die if you watch the right wrestling match. Rey Mysterio actually killed a fucking guy. He's way more impressive than Arya or Jon Snow or anyone. He's a little fucking 5 foot tall Mexican and he fucking killed a guy in fucking Mexico with his bare hands, and then he 619'd his fucking corpse, and I'm supposed to be excited about the fucking Night King? Get the fuck out of here. It's fucking stupid. I don't give a fuck about any of that. I don't give a fuck about Captain Marvel. I don't give a fuck about Black Panther. I don't give a fuck about Fat Thor. I don't give a fuck about any of them. As far as I'm concerned, Seth Rollins and AJ Styles are in the fucking Avengers, because I don't give a fuck about them either. All this shit is fucking stupid. It's all fucking scripted. It's all fucking garbage.